Stu, you're just making such a big deal out of this blue checkmark thing. There's not really a war on free speech. I just want to read you a message that I got from one of our local subscribers. Hi, thanks for everything that you do. In Switzerland, they are trying to delete our access to different kinds of websites. I just want you to know if you have any email addresses or a way to reach out to you with a physical address, maybe before they cut our access to your website, as they did with many others, like Dr. Lee Merritt. Thanks for your help. May God bless you, Lorraine, from Switzerland. So, I mean, I'm getting messages from our support group, from our supporters, from members of our army, saying, yeah, just in case comms go down, just in case StuPeters.com or the locals website or Rumble or X is no longer viewable because it's your channel in Switzerland, in case the whole country decides Stu Peters and his speech is illegal here, you're not allowed to hear it, we are going to protect your ears from hearing from Stu Peters. You're welcome. Whole countries shutting down and regulating what their citizens can digest or listen to? What kind of a dystopian planet are we already living in? This is what we're up against. The occupation of governments is not just singularly limited to the United States government. This is happening with world governments throughout the West, all over the place. Switzerland is saying, no, we're going to ban Dr. Lee Merritt. You're not allowed to listen to her because, you know, she talks about parasitic cleansing. Dr. Lee Merritt says, hey, you need to purge the parasites from your body, and you could probably reverse almost all of the damage, if not all of it, that was done by the bioweapon injection should you have received it intravenously, or if you're just getting it through viral shedding. She came out and endorsed our purge product, actually. Said that it's the best parasite purge on the market. I think we have that video somewhere. Just learning right now in real time, Dr. Lee Merritt apparently is banned in Switzerland. Soon to be likely the Stu Peters Network. Oh, it all just gets so tiring. But anyway, with just days away from being inaugurated as the 47th president now, right? 47th, yeah. Rolling back into the White House is Donald Trump. The early stages of confirmation hearings for his cabinet picks are already underway on Capitol Hill, beginning with Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, which is Pete Hegseth from Minnesota, actually. I've met Pete Hegseth. I thought he was a dickhead when I met him. Turns out I was right. Now, much of this confirmation hearing has gone exactly the way that we expected it to. It's a WWE wrestling event. The way that they usually go, politicians just trying to get a bunch of sound bites for the Fox News channel, grilling him on his personal life. How many people have you had sex with? What side of the pillow do you sleep on? Do you flip it so that you can get the cool side up? Accusing of being an adulterer or a drunk or fawning over him. Talking about how much they love him. What a great Secretary of Defense he's going to be. Filibustering, just going on these grandstand speeches. Never really accomplishing anything because it's not meant to. You understand that, right? There's not really a middle ground. Nobody's really asking any real questions to try to learn more about Pete Hegseth because they know all that they need to know. Miriam Adelson chose him, and so it will be. Pete Hegseth has a whole lot of his own sound bites that he's trying to get out. The entire process is meant to allow as much grandstanding as possible. Give all of these people little video clips, a few good quotes. Put them out in these press releases. Because when it comes down to it, it's already happened. The selection has already been made. Pete Hegseth's fate is already sealed. So he's been on Capitol Hill trying to charm GOP lawmakers for weeks, and it seems to be working because all of the reports say that he has the votes to be confirmed, and so once again, these confirmation hearings are just a formality. And it really probably doesn't even matter about their votes, to be honest with you. It's all just entertainment because AIPAC said, Israel said, Netanyahu, Miriam Adelson, all of the money from Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv said, Pete Hegseth is the guy that we want there. And it's very important because without the American war empire at its disposal, the synagogue of Satan and the Israeli war machine of genocide cannot complete the Greater Israel Project. But they have to make it look like we have this at least semblance of a functioning political system here where things actually get debated. They're open for public discourse. People can weigh in and then make real life decisions in real time. Because regardless of anything that anyone wants to say about Pete Hegseth, any accusation that anyone wants to make, it's clear why Pete Hegseth is going to be confirmed. And that's because he has sworn his allegiance to Jews. He is a full-blown Zionist. And a full-blown dad, by the way. My personal experience. All right? He's a dickhead. And for years now, Pete Hegseth has been out there on the public square declaring his loyalty and pledging his allegiance to Israel. That's not why I don't like him. It's one of the reasons now. I didn't like him long before I knew anything about this subversion and the subjugation that's being done at the hands of the synagogue of Satan. I didn't like him because he was a dickhead. But during the first Trump administration, Pete Hegseth got on stage at an Israel worship fest, and he came right out and said that the only reason the United States, the only reason that Western civilization, for that matter, even exists, is to serve the Jew. I'm not making that up or being hyperbolic. Just watch for yourself.
Anyone that wants to take the stage and talk about dual loyalty is dead wrong.
I'll do it.
What this organization represents, what Western civilization represents today, is an understanding that Zionism and Americanism are the front lines of Western civilization and freedom in our world today.
Zionism is the front lines of the military-industrial complex and the genocidal war machine that's killing babies. And the only reason why he's saying that anybody could come up on the stage and debate this is because I was not in attendance. Continue.
And what better time for that relationship?
Listen to those clapping seals, by the way. I mean, these people are just trained to clap for anything Jew.
From the scrapping of the terrible Iran deal to the embassy move, the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state, and the recognition of the Golan Heights, this president is a true friend of the state of Israel.
Yeah, we know that. Donald Trump is the biggest fan. I mean, you go to Mar-a-Lago, you'll probably find pom-poms that are blue and white so that he can cheer for Netanyahu's squad.
It is an eternal bond, an unbreakable bond, that represents faith and freedom and fidelity to historic, religious, and cultural traditions, the opposite of secularism and Islamism and anti-Semitism.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be Jeb Bush, but it's okay to clap. Just kidding.
Oh, it's all just so funny, isn't it, Pete? Cat. This is the guy that's going to be our next Secretary of Defense. And you notice that he's not saying any of that with any conviction at all whatsoever. He has to read from his notes. He's stumbling over his own words because he doesn't believe a damn thing that he's uttering. He's spewing all of that nonsense because he was told to. Nothing has changed with this guy. He was a dickhead then and he's a dickhead now. As a matter of fact, he may even be more of a head now. We keep hearing all of this talk from the corporate media about how Pete Hegseth is some kind of a Christian white nationalist. It would be great if he were, actually, but he's not. And this trip to Capitol Hill this week made that extremely clear. No, he's a Christian Zionist. He says so himself. And when Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas gave him a quick Israeli loyalty test on national television, he passed it with flying colors. Pete Hegseth just couldn't wait. He was frothing at the mouth. Just begging for the opportunity to tell Tom Cotton that he is a Zionist and he cannot wait to get to work. He cannot wait to get into office and use America's defense strategy to use its entire military apparatus to sacrifice the lives of young men to go and die for Israel. Just take a look, run it.
I want to give you a chance to respond to what they said about you. I think the first one accused you of being a Christian Zionist. I'm not really sure why that is a bad thing. I'm a Christian. I'm a Zionist. Zionism is that the Jewish people deserve a homeland in the ancient Holy Land where they've lived since the dawn of history. Do you consider yourself a Christian Zionist?
Senator, I'm a Christian, and I robustly support the State of Israel and its existential defense, and the way America comes alongside them is their great
help. Thank you. Because another protester, and I think this one was a member of Code Pink, which, by the way, is a Chinese communist front group these days, said that you support Israel's war in Gaza. I support Israel's existential war in Gaza. I assume, like me and President Trump, you support that war as well, don't you?
Senator, I do. I support Israel.
All right, you were listening into the confirmation hearing of Pete Hegseth.
It's just unbelievable. So that right there is your Christian nationalist defense secretary. A guy who goes to D.C. and pledges his allegiance to Israel. The Secretary of Defense goes to our nation's capital and swears his allegiance to a homosexual, genocidal, mass-murdering nation state, an illegitimate nation state just arbitrarily founded in 1948. That's your defense secretary. A war hero. And it's not just Hegseth. It's Trump's entire cabinet. Howard Lutnick, Trump's transition chief, has prospective employees going through this Israeli loyalty test, just like the one that you just saw Cotton giving to Hegseth, before they can even be considered for a job. And if they face a Senate confirmation hearing, just like you saw there, they'll be put through various versions of that test over and over again to make sure that it sticks, to make sure that everybody knows who's really in charge. And it's not the American people. And it's not President Trump. And it's not the judiciary, and it's not Congress, it's not individual senators, it's not state and local politicians, it's not the military that's in control. No, it's the Jews. This is what an occupied nation looks like. This is exactly what it looks like when a foreign, parasitic, subversive group of people seizes complete and total control of a nation and all of its society and bends it to its will. And we're going to see a whole lot more like this. When this new Trump administration takes shape, there's going to be a lot of people apologizing to yours truly. Our very own Frankie Stocks has been following this story and others like it. He joins us now for more discussion on this. You were recently in the belly of the beast in our occupied D.C. parasitic infested cesspool from hell. We're not going to air any of that footage right now because we don't have time. We're going to air it at a later time. But this Hegseth confirmation hearing, I mean, if people don't understand how occupied our government really is, that should just about do it. Who wouldn't be offended that our Secretary of Defense-to-be would be sitting on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., swearing his allegiance to a foreign nation state that has committed openly war crimes against women, against children, against entire populations, has displaced people, has gunned them down, has conscripted people into a military, has lied about weapons of mass destruction, has carried out assaults on our own naval ships, strafing the lifeboats, napalming U.S. sailors, covering it all up, continuing this Greater Israel project, subverting and subjugating Christendom and everything that's normal in every society that they have ever parasitically infested, ever. They've brought us transgenderism. They have brought us homosexuality. They have brought us pedophilia. They have brought us Mossad operations like Jeffrey Epstein, and compromised and paid for and purchased every sitting member of our government. How can people cheer this on?
Yes, Stu, this is exactly what a total takeover of a country looks like. Everything you just said there and more is true. It's all correct. Our Congress, our White House, which AIPAC just paid $100 million for, they're completely owned and operated by this exactly what you called it, parasitic, homosexual, foreign nation state of Israel. It's absolutely disgusting. And you see what they've done in Congress now to Thomas Massie, the only congressman who anyone can say with a straight face isn't completely owned and operated by Israel. They've kicked him off his committees. They're trying to isolate him. They're trying to turn him into some kind of pariah, because this guy will actually stand up and say, I'm not listening to the AIPAC handlers. I'm not doing what you tell me to do. I'm here to serve the American people. This Pete Hegseth hearing was completely and totally pathetic. I mean, you played it right there. This guy just rolls through the Israeli loyalty test. You know, I love Israel. I worship Israel. I support the war against women and children. I support the Israeli war machine. There's clips out there of people being carried out of this hearing, people who stood up and said, you know, say no to Zionism, take back control of our foreign policy. Israel's a terrorist state. These people were picked up and carried out of there so fast, everybody's freaking heads were spinning. I mean, this entire thing is just set up to be rolled through. There's all of these devotions to Israel. You know, this is in many ways a Jewish religious ceremony that our elected and appointed officials are going through. They are sitting there in the U.S. Capitol building, in Senate and congressional office buildings, and they are taking really what is a Jewish religious sacrament, saying, yes, I follow you. I believe that you were chosen and that this is your land and that you will wait here so that you can usher in the Antichrist. I want to serve you. I'm going to go along with all of it, and we're going to use American blood, American lives, American treasure to accomplish the whole thing. I mean, we've been doing this for decades now, and it is really, really reaching ahead. It's reaching a boiling point. And now things are being set up for Trump to come into office and just carry out this Israeli expansionist agenda, this Jewish expansionist agenda all over the Middle East. I mean, there's been statements made about preemptive strikes on Iran. There's been this whole ridiculous, you know, headlining of this hostage deal that now all of the Zionists in the United States are telling us isn't good enough. They didn't release enough. They haven't made enough concessions in Palestine. So we're going to have to go back in and we're going to have to do it all over again. I mean, so the groundwork is being laid. You know, Congress, the Senate, they're bringing these people in and they're saying, tell us how much you love Israel. Tell us how devoted you are to this cause. We already know from your past statements that you're a Zionist, but we want to make sure that you are fully devoted. Get on national TV and tell us how much you love them. It's disgusting. And this is really, in many ways, a humiliation ritual for the entire country. The American people sit here as an occupied nation, and just so that our Jewish Zionist overlords can do it, just so they can rub it in our faces, we have everyone who is going to take any kind of position in our government come through. They already know they're a Zionist, but they're getting the scripture questions just to rub Americans' faces into it, just to say, we care more about Israel than we care about you.
Yeah. I would just like a very simple question the next time you go to D.C. I would like you, and the questions that we asked already were very simple. But can anyone, and you're a smart guy, Frankie, so I just want you to play devil's advocate for a second. As hard as this and as difficult as this might be, and we got to get going here, but as difficult as this might be for you to do, I want you to pretend that you're Pete Hegseth or that you're somehow in support of this foreign homosexual nation state of Israel, okay? Can you think of one thing, one substantive reason why? Can you think of one positive thing that Israel or Jews have done for this country and why they are our greatest ally? Why do you support Israel?
Oh, look, it all comes back to the subverted Scofield Bible. You have millions of people who have had this shoved in their faces their entire lives, shoved down their gullet. They're told, you're not a real Christian. You're not a real American. I mean, Pete Hegseth says it himself. You're not a real member of Western civilization if you're not a Zionist, if you're not deeply in support of Israel. This is a cause that is deeply embedded within our souls. It's embedded in the mission statement of America, this Judeo-Christian country that was founded. And it was founded for one reason, and that is to serve the Jew. And when we created their nation state in 1948, we all took a collective oath to live up to that Scofield Bible, to live up to that Judeo-Christianity, and to do whatever we can do to serve and protect and expand Israel, including to the detriment of the American people. I mean, Stu, that's what I believe this whole thing comes down to. We have had decades in this country, over a century now, because this didn't just start in 1948. The groundwork was being laid for this for years.
No, and that might be all true, but what I'm saying is not everybody who is emphatically as supportive of Israel and of Jews as Pete Hegseth just went up on Capitol Hill and pretended to be, or when he stood in front of, you know, a room full of clapping seals at a Donald Trump event or at a Benjamin Netanyahu event, you know, was swearing his allegiance from his notes there. There's a lot of people that do this that are not considered to be religious people or spiritual people at all. People who don't go to church, they've never even read the Bible, but they just, Israel's our greatest ally. Where does this come from?
Yeah, I think this has been ingrained in American culture, in the American psyche. I think that it goes back to the religious principles of it because America is a country that has had a huge Christian majority for its entire history up until now.
I know so we do. I think there's we got to go. But let me just ask you, can you think of one reason?
No, other than conditioning, I cannot. It's deeply ingrained in our culture and in our
psyche. So you can't think of one reason why you would support Israel. You can't think of one reason why you would support Jews, one reason why you would support Israel. You can't think of any reasons at all whatsoever.
Not as a layman. If I'm a public official, it's because I'm getting paid. But as a Joe Smo citizen of America, the only thing it comes back to for me is total psychological conditioning.
Yeah, so I just don't know why they just can't be honest. Yeah, we stand with Israel because we're getting paid to tell you that we do. It's really that simple. That's our own Frankie Stocks. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God, go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family. You probably have a lot of this. Suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer. Or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working. And they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to myredlight.com. Again, that's myredlight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to myredlight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, myredlight.com. So January is upon us. It's already 2025. Can you believe it? So I got to ask, how are you doing with your New Year's resolutions? Mine was easy. Mine was to focus on my well-being, and we all know that the foundation of well-being is a good night's sleep. If I could do just one thing to improve my sleep and overall well-being, it would be taking the number one mineral for that. And this mineral also helps me personally on so many levels that I can't even fully describe them. And I'm talking about magnesium. I'm talking about the magnesium breakthrough by Bioptimizers. You've heard me talk about it on the program multiple times. The 7 different forms of magnesium in this supplement are involved in over 600 different biochemical reactions in your body. Pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded when you take magnesium, from the quality of your sleep to your brain function, from metabolism to stress levels. And let's face it, even if your 2025 resolution is not to focus on your health as mine is, how are you really going to achieve all of your goals without quality sleep and stress management support? Really? So do yourself a favor. Make magnesium breakthrough part of your daily routine this year so that you can get the vitality that you need to conquer your dreams. Go to buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters right now. Enter the promo code Stu Peters. You'll get 10% off any order. And if you subscribe, not only will you get amazing discounts and free gifts, you'll make your monthly supply a guarantee. Again, that's buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters. Buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters and use the promo code Stu Peters at checkout.
What are you doing today to refocus, realign your investments so that it matches your ethics, your American Christian-based value views? At Cortez Wealth Management, we want to create a solution that we can avoid the CBDC, can help you with your retirement, get you a reasonable rate of return, not fund China or any other communistic countries, and number 5, work with a God-fearing fiduciary that has your best interest, and that we can honor God, country, and family.